Next application is case number 11518. The application of Two Farms Incorporated. The site is located at the southwest corner of Route 1 Coastal Highway and Route 24 John J. Williams Highway. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, parcels 165, 166, 167, 168, and 170. Requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the front yard, side yard, the distance from a dwelling, and the maximum height requirement, and the maximum square footage for an off-premise sign. Gentlemen, this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and three mail returns. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Bainbridge, 3611 Roland Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21211.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barth Jones, 501 Rowe, Ingleside Road, Centerville, Maryland, 21617.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ready. There we go, done. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think everybody here knows me, but for the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown.
I think you're on the agenda from here on out, aren't you, for the rest of the year?
I think so. It seems that way. It's a good thing, Mr. Rickards, though.
That's true. It is.
It's a pleasure.
This evening, as was just introduced by Mr. Lank, I'm representing Two Farms, Inc., which is the owner of the property that's the subject of tonight's hearing. As you just heard when they were sworn in with me, I have Jeff Bainbridge. He's Royal Farms Director of Real Estate. And to his right is Garth Jones. He's an engineer with Becker Morgan Group. And both of these individuals will be available at the end of my presentation if anybody has any questions for them. Tonight's application is multi-part, but essentially it can be broken down into two things. First, there's a variance for the placement of a canopy over fuel pumps on a proposed Royal Farms gas station. And the second part of this is an application for a special use exception and variances to relocate an off-premise sign on the site. There's an existing billboard there, and the application is to move that to a new location on the property. The most helpful thing about tonight's application, as you consider it, is that the board doesn't have to sit there tonight and speculate about what would the property look like if it was a gas station. What would the property look like if it had a billboard on it? Because they both exist. And so tonight's application is an application to update, remodel, make the gas station modern, comply with many of today's requirements and codes, as many as are possible on this unique site, and then also the same with the billboard. Oftentimes, I take some time to describe the location of the property. I don't think that's necessary in this case because it's at one of the busiest intersections in all of Sussex County, the intersection of Route 24 and Route 1. Of course, some of the reason why it's well known is because immediately to its north is McDonald's, which everybody recognizes. And then immediately past the property is Farmer Girl Exotic Gardens, and then pretty much the Rehoboth Mall, which has the Walmart shopping center, as well as obviously many other stores. The property is comprised of five tax parcels. The northern three parcels were most recently the site of an Exxon gas station and convenience store, and the southern two parcels are the prior home of Millman's Appliance, which, as most of you probably know, relocated and is now situated on Route 9. The property is surrounded on three sides by roads. As you can see in the books that were handed out to you, but we'll get to those in a minute, but on the display that's over there, on the top side of that, which would be the east side, is Route 1. To the property's north is Route 24, and to the property's west is Truett Avenue. So there's three front yards that a property owner must contend with on this property. The property is also unique, and many of you were probably here when this occurred and may be familiar with this, but in the late 1970s, there was a fuel spill on this site. 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of fuel were spilled. I believe that there are lasting repercussions. There are monitoring wells that are there. And actually, tab 8 in your book is a brownfields development agreement that Royal Farms has entered into with DENREC to investigate and undertake a work plan for the site to help remediate and make sure that those conditions don't get any worse. These environmental issues are probably one of the reasons why this site, as you most of you probably know, has been vacant for a little while. These environmental issues obviously complicate it for anybody who wants to come in and try to develop that site. A moment ago, and I think they were all just handed down, but exhibit notebooks were passed out to you. The first two exhibits are, the first one is simply the application that was filed, and I included a copy of the form of application that has planning and zoning's comments. Sometimes they update the application, so that's included for your reference. And the second exhibit is simply the current deeds for the property. If you turn to exhibit 3 in the notebooks, you will see that these are the tax maps for the property. And the first one simply is just that, a tax map that shows all the various parcels. You can see the intersection of Route 1 and 24, and then these five parcels, which are the first part of the block between Truitt Avenue and Route 1. The second tax map is that same map, but this time with the zoning overlay. And I know you're all familiar with this, but obviously the red, it means that it's a commercial C1 property, which makes it appropriate for a gas station and convenience store, and also under your sign ordinance, makes it an appropriate location for billboards to be located. The third version of that tax map is simply the aerial overlay. Obviously just shows all the structures from a bird's eye view on that site. As I mentioned at the outset, this application is for the replacement of what exists with the same uses. It's very unique that a property can essentially turn over and have the opportunity to do the same thing, although in this case I would submit that there's probably few people that are in a better position or a more skilled position than another gas station convenience store company like Royal Farms to understand the nature of the environmental problems, cure those problems, and make sure that they don't arise again in the future. If you look at probably the best place then to start, since this is a replacement, is if you look at exhibit or tab 5 in your notebook. And that is a site plan that shows the existing conditions. And that is actually what's on display here on the poster board over here. Those are the existing conditions on the site. As you can see, on the northernmost parcel, you have the Exxon station with the convenience store and the fuel pumps. And then on the southern parcel, there is the Millman's Appliance Store, or what used to be the Millman's Appliance Store. It's now vacant. There are several things that I wanted to highlight on the existing plan, several things that make this a difficult site or a unique site. First is, if you look at the three roads that surround this property, and you notice how many entrances and exits there are from the site, if you count quickly, you'll see that there are 7 means of ingress and egress to these various parcels. There are 3 located on Route 1, there are 3 located on Truitt Avenue, and there is 1 off of Route 24. In addition, you will see that immediately north, on that map it would be left, but immediately north of the Millman store, there is a existing billboard, and again, that's the billboard that is sought to be moved to the other side of the parcel. And as you will see, that billboard sits right on the property line between the various tax parcels, as it has since the early 1980s. The third feature of the properties that is unique is, if you look at the front yard setbacks, as you know, in the commercial zone, there's a 60-foot front yard setback. Currently, the Exxon station sits 37 feet from Route 1, and Millman store sits 45 feet from Route 1. If you look at the second page of Exhibit 5, you'll see another aerial overlay, And that, highlighted in the middle of that is the, in yellow, is the outline of the tax parcels if you took out all the inner lines and you were just looking at the exterior boundaries. In green, you will see the existing billboard, which, as you can see, is just right off the northernmost edge of the Millman's Appliance Store building. And as you'll see, the 300-foot radius that you're familiar with is drawn from both ends of the billboard. And what falls within that 300-foot radius is two properties to the west on Truett Avenue, and the one falls in one of those two properties is a two residential properties, the one being just a corner of the property. If you turn to tab 4 in your notebooks, you will see what the proposed site plan or use of this site is. As you can see in the site, there is the proposed Royal Farms convenience store, and then between the store and Route 1, you have the fuel pumps showing the canopy over them. As you can see, based on this site plan here at tab 4, the plan and what's proposed is to eliminate everything that is on the site, essentially, demolish everything that is on site, and then to build back what you see as shown on this site plan in tab 4. As you can see, the fuel pumps are going to be located in one row, and the fuel pumps themselves are 60 feet off of Route 1, which brings them into compliance with the 60-foot front yard setback. You will see that the billboard, which was in about the middle of the property, has been relocated to the southernmost edge of the property, being 4 feet from that boundary line. And what's shown on there is a 5-foot building restriction line because, as I mentioned before, this property has three front yards. That could be considered a side yard if you're saying the front yard is Route 1, or it could be considered a rear yard if you're looking at the front yard that is John J. Williams Highway or Route 24. But as you can see, the billboard, in order to be out of the way of the parking and the entrance into the store from Route 1 is 4 feet from the property line. As you may recall, when we looked at the existing conditions, there were 7 entrances into this site or these parcels from the 3 roads that surround it. As you can see on this site, that it would not be a favored traffic plan by DLDOT today, and those 7 entrances have become 2. There is an entrance into the site on Avenue, and there is also in the entrance on Route 1. If you look at the second page of tab 4, just as was done with the existing site, there is an aerial overlay showing all of the buildings, and again, the yellow outlines the exterior boundaries of all these parcels. And you'll see the green in the center is, again, the proposed location of the billboard when it's moved. And the 300 feet, as you can see, the house to the north almost falls outside of the 300-foot radius. The one that was barely in it is now more substantially in it. And then there are 2 houses to the south that are part of that. One of those, the one on the western side is owned by the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, and the one, the southernmost residential house, is owned by the owner of Farmer Girl Exotic Gardens, who owns several of the tax parcels south of the property. One of the questions often that we are asked is, you know, what will this look like when the project is completed? And as I indicated at the outset, it's still going to be a gas station, but obviously it would be different with the streetscape being enhanced. When you look down Route 1, there wouldn't be buildings in the front yard setback. And if you turn to tab 7, You will see a rendering that's been prepared by the engineers showing the Royal Farms convenience store with the canopy over the fuel tanks. And then you can see, because of the perspective from where the person would be standing on this, the billboard is blocked, or a large majority of the billboard is blocked because of the, again, the proximity to the canopy, which takes over the view. At the outset, I noted that there were several applications that were part of this. One of those being the application for the canopy. If you look at tab 4, the site plan that's proposed for this site, you will see on the proposed canopy that running through that right at the edge of the fuel dispensers is the 60-foot BRL, or building restriction line. You can see about in the midpoint of that, there's a 7-foot distance, obviously, between that and the front edge of the canopy. And essentially what that means is that the canopy's hanging over into the front yard setback by 7 feet.
Okay.
There is some irony or an anomaly in the Sussex County Code in this regard, because the Sussex County Code allows a property owner to put fuel pumps and fuel islands within 20 feet of the front yard. However, that same provision doesn't include anything about fuel canopies. So while the pumps and the islands that they are on could be as close as 20 feet to Route 1, the code doesn't have that same provision for fuel canopies or canopies over those things. And so that is why we have to be here tonight for a variance request on that.
That's probably because you didn't have to pump your own fuel back when this ordinance was written.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
This site, in trying to develop this site and stay out of the building restriction lines, Royal Farms, as you can imagine, like all chain stores, has their different model stores and model layouts. And what they did, even though this is not technically an urban setting, is they applied to shrink up the travel lanes and stalls for the various ways to maneuver in and out of the site and through the site. They used their urban scale model rather than their rural scale model. And even with that, the building, the canopy extended 7 feet into the setback. And the reason why those, it's important to have the canopy positioned where it is, a natural question that you might ask yourself is, just move them back 7 feet. And the reason that that can't be done is because this is a site where there's going to be tanker trucks that have to maneuver in and out. And due to their turning radius, they would not be able to maneuver around the building and around the canopy without the canopy being where it is. The engineer who's here tonight can obviously speak better to that. But as it was explained to me is how I'm explaining it to you. But essentially, if you try to narrow those turn lanes and travel lanes any further, the tanker trucks will take out the canopy and obviously that's not a desired outcome here. In addition, in this application and where this is located, there is no doubt that there will be motorhomes coming down to the beach. There will be people towing RVs, there will be people towing boats. And so obviously they can't make these travel lanes and turn lanes any smaller than that. If they could, they could certainly do so. The second part of the application tonight is for the relocation of the billboard on the property. As is shown on the site plan, the request is to move the billboard so it's located 4 feet from the southernmost boundary line. Again, this is not a new billboard. It is the relocation of an existing billboard. In looking at how this billboard could be dismantled and replaced, it was determined by the owner of the billboard, which is Clear Channel, that it would be not economical to dismantle it there on site and then reassemble it. And instead, they would be replacing that structure with a monopole structure. It currently has 2 support poles, and they would be replacing that with a fully engineered monopole structure. And if you look at Exhibit 6, Those are engineered plans, typical. You've seen them before. I think I've shown them to you before, but those are engineered plans for a monopole billboard. As you know, and as you just discussed at some length prior to getting into the public hearings this evening, a billboard requires both a special use exception and variances that are necessary. In this case, the variances that are necessary are variances from the residential dwellings that are along Truett Avenue. Again, this variance already exists, or these situations already exist, although they do pick up two different residential dwellings. The second one would be from the side yard or rear yard, whichever way you want to view the property line on the southernmost boundary of the property. The third one would be for the height of the sign, which again is the same as the current height of the sign. And the fourth one would be the size of the billboard. And if you've driven past the site, you know that billboard is about 600 square feet. It is not a 300 square foot billboard. The important thing for all four of these variances is that these are all conditions that currently exist on the site. We would not be introducing a new billboard into this area. As is my typical practice, as you know, I've presented several billboard applications. As is my typical practice, I have the street view for Route 1 that leads up to this area, and that's located at tab 9. And again, as is my typical practice, if you start at tab 9 and simply page through that, you basically begin at the intersection of Route 1 and Kings Highway, which is where Community Bank sits in the Y of the road, and you travel south past this site to Old Landing Road, which is the next light immediately past Walmart or past this site. And as you travel down this section of Route 1, my count of the billboards that are shown in these Google Earth images is that there are, I believe there are 14 billboards, all of which are of similar size and height, except for one that appears to be closer to the meeting the requirements of the code, but 13 of them are larger than 300 feet, higher than 25 feet, and exist within the same proximity as this sign. This application, I believe tonight, is also similar to two fairly recent applications that the board has seen, one being the Creative Concepts site at Five Points, which was the relocation of a billboard on that site, and also the Jimmy Lin Seafood site just south of Wawa, which, just as with the Five Points site at Creative Concepts, and as with tonight's application, was not introducing a new billboard to the site, but was simply relocating a billboard on that property. There are two standards that this application has to meet tonight, and I'm going to address the special use exception first and then the variance standard. And with the variance standard, I'll be including the canopy as well as the billboard sign with that. As you all just discussed a few moments ago, a special use exception, the standard for that is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property owners. As was shown in the exhibits, and as you all know, this is a highly developed section of Route 1. This is a very busy commercial intersection of Route 24 and Route 1. And the moving of this billboard will not have an adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. And again, the board doesn't have to wonder what this is going to look like, because it'll look very similar to what it currently does, just with a modern convenience store and gas station there. The surrounding properties, as you saw on the zoning map, are all zoned commercial. And as you saw from the Exhibit 9, billboards are common in this area. And frankly, billboards of this size are common in this area. The second request before the board tonight is for several variances. There is the variance for the canopy itself, and then there are the variances for the billboard, which include its size, its height, its setback, and then its separation distance from separate residential dwellings. As you know, there are five factors for granting a variance. The first is the uniqueness of the property. This is a unique property for several reasons, as was discussed earlier. There are not many properties in Sussex County that have three front yard setbacks where you have to comply with a front yard for each side of the property. It could be said that this eliminates the fact that there may or may not be a side yard on this property. The portion that is a side yard could actually be the rear yard, again, from New 24. This property is also unique because it's straddled with environmental problems that date back to the late 1970s and make this property difficult for somebody to economically be able to develop without dealing with the issues that arose from that fuel spill. When you combine the three front yard setbacks on each of these sites and the environmental situation, I would submit to the board that this is a very unique property in the commercial corridor part of Route 1. The second standard is that the property cannot otherwise be developed or that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Again, as is indicated by the commercial properties nearby, both a convenience store, a fuel station, as well as a billboard are all appropriate commercial uses, as is borne out all through this section of Route 1. And these variances would enable the reasonable use of the property. The third standard is that the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The difficulties that I mentioned just a moment ago with developing this site were certainly not created by the applicant. All of the various front yard setbacks that apply because it's bounded on three sides by properties is not something that the applicant created. And in addition, this applicant was not responsible for the environmental issues. The fourth factor is whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, frankly, this is similar to the special use exception standard. But as I indicated there, this is consistent with the character and use of the neighborhood. It's certainly not going to be detrimental to the public welfare, and it's not going to substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties. I know a favorite question of the board members is, we don't want a vacant billboard. The good news is that this billboard has been in existence for 20 plus years. It currently has signs on it, and it is leased and contracted to have signs on it for a long time to come. So there won't be any concern about it being vacant or unoccupied. The last standard is that is the minimum variance that would afford relief. As I mentioned during the presentation, Royal Farms had its engineers use a different model than the one that it would have preferred to have chosen for this site. In addition, one thing I didn't mention is rather than have the fuel pumps be completely vertically, they put them at a diagonal, which lessens their footprint to help minimize the amount of area that they take up. And the remaining area is what they were left with the three front yard setbacks. It's what they had to work with to attempt to redevelop this site in the manner which you see on that site plan. I'm going to ask Mr. Bainbridge, who's the representative from Royal Farms. He's heard the presentation I made to the board tonight. Was the application presented accurately and true and correct?
Yes.
Mr. Bainbridge and I are ready for questions, and if you have questions that the engineer, Mr. Jones, might be able to answer, he's happy to answer them as well.
All righty. Thank you for that. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Excuse me, and I'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
Yes, Mr. Hutt, Tom Brady says that practice makes perfect. You're doing very well with signs. You presented a great case tonight, and I think you'll get better and better as you approach the signages that are in Sussex County, and especially the controversial billboards. So you're doing a good job there. You've addressed all the standards and the variants and done it in a very good way where this board can understand what the variances are. So with that, I would like to know who the gentleman is over there. Is he the engineer?
Right here?
Yes.
Yes, that's Garth Jones.
I'm sorry, his name?
Garth Jones.
Mr. Jones? I think that the only concern I would have for that area is, of course, you know, we've had gasoline spills in that area, and I live somewhere around that area, so I'm very, very familiar with that issue years ago. What are you supposed to do? I mean, what will Royal Farms do? Would they be monitored, you're saying, by the DENRAC all the time, or are they going on the site to just explain to me what that procedure will be?
Well, Two Farms has entered into an agreement with DENRAC for the Brownsfield program, and that agreement is included in here. But one of the things that we need to do is to develop what's called a work plan, and that work plan will be approved by DENRAC, and it's how that site will be to be developed. A lot of times in this case, it's more of just capping the site so that whatever contaminant's in the ground, you don't move it through the soil anymore.
They don't dig up the tanks again or anything like that, do they?
Well, they'll take the tanks that are there now and replace them with
That's
updated.
That's where I was going with it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, with Jeff with Royal Farms, all the tanks and all the fuel lines, everything associated with the existing fuel facility will all be removed, and all state-of-the-art new facilities will be put in.
Okay, thank you. No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, on tab 7. The back picture, that's the sign, the sign advertised here. Is that the height of the old sign?
That is.
Right, and then you move the paper back. That's why you want to go higher. You're showing because of the canopy. You need to get above that.
Actually, the proposed sign is the same height as the existing sign that's currently there.
You just need a variance.
We're just showing. We just took the canopy out of the picture so you could see where the sign was. That's all the second picture.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going higher so you could see it.
No. We just wanted to show, because it's hard to see the sign in the first picture because of the perspective. You're right in front of it.
Oh, okay.
This one just simply shows it without the canopy in front.
Okay. Good enough. No other question?
Okay. Mr. Mills? Call you. Not full.
Put him in the middle of the
program. Not a problem. I think I'm clear on... based on the testimony.
Mr. Hudson?
The billboard will be owned by Two Farms?
The billboard is, the property is owned by Billboard. There is a lease that's in place with Clear Channel, and that lease continues. It ran with the property.
Okay. Continues, but that was my question.
And actually, the current sign, if you were to look at the current sign, it has a Clear Channel symbol on it.
Of course.
Clear Channel provided us the monopole plans that you saw in the exhibit.
Of course, they're on board with this application.
They are, and in fact, Ms. Chernoff is in the back. She's with Clear Channel. I believe she has an application later, but yes, she would be prepared to testify to that if
Thank
the
you.
Board needs.
Okay. All right. Yep. Are there any further questions? Mr. Sharp.
What impact will the billboard have on neighboring properties as far as, you know, are we going to be, you're obviously moving it closer south. Is it going to block any of the signage on the properties to the south, as those are commercial properties?
It will not, and that probably goes to the discussion we were just having a moment ago. If you look at Exhibit 7, which shows is a rendering of the new convenience store minus the fuel pumps and the canopy, you can see that the nearest sign and the nearest businesses would be Farmer Girl Exotic Gardens. And their sign, as on-premise signs, ground signs are, sits closer to Route 1, but it's also lower than the bottom of this sign, so that they won't interfere with each other. And the same with the building. The billboard would be above the height of the building, which, as you know, we often run into buildings that are within the front yard setback, and making sure we clear those.
I have no further questions.
It also appears to clear their wall sign.
Yes, which is within the eaves of the building. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, you would keep your hands up, please. There's one, two, three, four, eight. Five, six, seven, eight. Okay. Now, do we have a spokesman for the group? If not, all those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time. Again.
Yeah.
All those.
If you're interested in speaking, please come,
come on up here. Now, this again, this is anybody else other than these three, now's the time to come up. It's a last call.
Good evening. Can you state your name?
Okay, that's it. This, yeah, it's four of you. Okay. Come up to me, ma'am.
And can you wait right here? What I'm going to do is get everybody's name, and I'll swear you on at the same time. Come on up, ma'am.
Mary Brash.
And your address?
18940 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach.
Okay, thank you. If you could just step aside, we'll...
Hi. Tammy Rash, 264 5th Street, Unit 4C, Hoboken, New Jersey.
If you all can step up so we can catch you on the mic.
Janice Burns, 106 Martin Lane. Carla Avery, 103 Painter Lane.
James Yingling, 108 Painter Lane.
Okay. And can you all step back up here?
And, sir, could I ask you to move your hat, please, if you're going to be speaking tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you, sir.
Do you, each of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
And when you go up to the mic, I ask that you just identify yourselves by name again for the record when you speak. And we'll start with you, ma'am. You were the first to be sworn in. And we do ask, I know it sometimes is difficult, but if someone has said something that you agree with, and there's, we try not to have repetitive testimony, and not that we don't want you to have a chance to say what you want, but we don't want to be here all night. So if there's no problem if you go and say, I agree with what so-and-so said, and move on. If they've said everything you were going to say.
Okay.
So, but you can have a seat, and when it's when this lady's done, you can next one can go up.
Okay, good evening, ma'am.
Sandra Hinch. I own, my home is located on Martin Lane, which is the first right-hand turn off of Truett Avenue when you come into our neighborhood. Not much has been said about the fact that there is a residential community immediately behind this rural farms. And I'm trying to understand when they say that there are all these entrances to Millman's and to the Exxon station, they really aren't. I mean, there were two, the one that you came off of 24 and one when you first came into Truett's. But the two for Millman's were a delivery lane. And I would like to have someone look into that to find out if those are legal easements, egresses, whatever they're called, to be able to have them be an entrance. I mean, I don't understand. We're a small community, and I don't understand why we would want to have all this traffic coming into our area to gain access. Yes.
This is what they showed us, and it shows that there are three here on Route 1, and there are three back here, and one on the side. Regardless of what they're for.
My question is, are they legal?
Well, he wouldn't.
Regardless.
Pardon?
I'm sure he wouldn't be here if they weren't legal. I mean, he's an attorney, and you would probably question him on that, and I'm sure he's going to answer that.
Someone should question it at some point. I don't know that it's me. I'm sure that you gentlemen are more.
Yeah. Where are you in relation to here? You're on the show, so on the map.
Okay, when you come in off of 24, this mm-hmm. is Truett.
Mm-hmm.
My house is right here.
You're on Martin Lane.
Martin Lane?
Yes, I have, there's one house on the corner of Martin and Truett, and then the next.
Does the current traffic, the current place that was there prior to that, did that affect you in any way at that time?
It was not a full commercial property with the amount of traffic that this will have. Mr. Millman and his employees used it for delivery.
But they
that
did
was
have
wall.
Did, you Ma'am. Did have traffic going in and out.
Can you step up to the mic? What happens is we have it's audio recording, and sometimes when you're away from the mics, it's tough to pick up.
Okay.
So.
You did have traffic going in and out, though, right?
To Millman's for deliveries. That's
right.
All it was. That's why I'm asking. I understand that the two entrances going into the Exxon station are permanent and, I'm going to guess, legal. But the two, they're not entrances where Millman's is. One was a parking lot for his trucks, and one was delivery. It was like a a service lane.
Yeah, there was no sales in there? I mean, there wasn't any?
No. To get to Millman's for sales, that was at the front off of Route 1.
Okay.
That was the entrance.
But the only thing that you're concerned with is, we're concerned at that time was with just deliveries and stuff like that.
Yeah, now it will be a big difference having a convenience store and gas station literally in the neighborhood.
And I'm sure he will answer that question, okay, in rebuttal. Okay?
Ma'am, with all due respect, the question here isn't about entrances or what have you, and I'm sure that would be addressed by DelDOT or the proper authorities. The only question in front of us is the signage and the setbacks.
Okay. I understand that that's what this is about this evening. At what point will we, as homeowners in that neighborhood, have any?
I'm not sure if DelDOT would have any hearings or not, but that would probably be.
Or even for any, if the back of the property that is going to be adjacent to Truett, some kind of fencing or privacy between your business and our neighborhood. I mean, it's just going to be open. It's just going to be a gas station and a convenience store, and our neighborhood will just
exist.
Be open
right.
to that.
Right. And I can't answer that other than tonight we're here to
Okay, but this is what my question is. If we have concerns about that, if there's anything that we would like to present, bring our attorney and present, at what time do we get to be represented?
Mr. Lane.
Tonight.
You need to present
but
it to the board now.
I'm being told this is about a sign and a canopy.
That's what it is. That's what the application is, ma'am. And that's what we're
But
addressing.
What I'm asking is, if we have other concerns outside of the sign and the canopy, at what point do we bring our attorney to speak on our behalf?
Well, ma'am.
I think our attorney has to answer that one.
Yeah, our attorney has to answer that.
This is the public hearing for the special use exception and the variances. The issues that it sounds like you're raising are ones that would be in a zoning context.
Right.
Well, this is commercially right. zoned property. So there are certain uses which are permitted in that zoning class. And that's what we have here. The applicant is not asking for anything that is a different use. What they're asking for is in this zoning class, they're allowed to put up a billboard, but they have to meet certain criteria for that, and that's part of what they're asking for here. And then also, as part of what they're looking at with their gas station, is they're asking for a variance from the Route 1 side of the property so that they can be closer to that for their canopy.
I understand.
But those are the kind of issues that this board has. As far as the traffic, we can't tell them where to put their entrances.
Mm-hmm.
That's a DelDOT issue.
Okay.
I suspect, and maybe what we could do is ask the applicant, is, you know, why are the entrances where they're proposed to be located? Because there very well may be a reason for that. But those are not something that we have jurisdiction over.
Okay, thank you for that
That's
explanation.
That's what I said. In his rebuttal, he'll probably answer your question for you mm-hmm. more thoroughly
than we
can.
So it would be the zoning board and DelDOT that we would contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe Mr. Hutt would be able to answer about the entrances. I know that seems to be a concern that you've got. And
does that seem to be the consensus or the concerns of the other opposition?
That's all of us. We were born, I'm 53 years old, and I was born and raised there. And they put that in.
Sir,
you got to come up here and speak, though, first.
We have so much traffic that don't belong in that neighborhood that comes through constantly. And if they have so many entrances coming off of Truett going into the back, my God, we'll have everybody and her brother running through there because they're looking at Route 1. Route 1 is bumper to bumper.
I understand your concerns, but that's not our concern. That's DelDOT's concern.
Okay.
If you look read the papers, right? Read the papers a little bit, and you'll see that that's a concern of every Sussex County and in that area. And whether you're going into a development or you're going into a store. Now, they have traffic impact studies. Okay, and you're familiar with that, right?
Right.
Okay, they're the people that you have to address.
Okay.
These people, all they want to do is put a store up, and they said, geez, okay, DelDOT, they did their homework. They said, DelDOT, what do I have to have the
right,
store?
We'll
and they said, well, okay.
Well, Mr. Rickard, I think before we go that route, I think the applicant was prepared to explain why the entrances were going to be there.
Fine.
I think rather than putting words in the applicant's mouth, let's hear directly from them.
And
just for the record, you're Mr. Yingling?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And Another thing that you brought up earlier about the spill that they had in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, the Talls down there, their water was no good anymore. The next one down, no good. Well, they turned around and said they're going to put all brand new pumps and everything in, but they're not going to do anything in the ground. But then he turned around and said there was nothing in the cause. Didn't he turn around and just get done saying that there was nothing in the paperwork about that? Yes, he did.
Oh, it's that's a Denrick issue. It's not
okay.
Denrick issue. Right,
well,
there.
I'm sorry then. But
your concerns are our concerns.
Yeah.
We can appreciate them.
Well, the other thing with the sign,
here we go.
What's wrong with the sign they've got?
It's going to be in the middle of the property where the
canopy is. I understand that, and I understand they want to move it. Wouldn't it be just simple to unbolt it and put another anchor right in there and just take the sign, just lift it and move it over right there, bam?
I believe we heard.
Mean, you go up and down Route 1, all the signs you see up and down Route 1 is about the same size.
I believe we heard testimony that wasn't practical or economically feasible. But
so when they got done said it's going to be bigger anyway.
That's going to be the same size.
Same size.
Same size, same height, just moved
right.
Further south.
Same size, same height.
You all got a picture of what this is going to look like. I mean, we born and raised.
Would you
there.
Like to take a look at
it? Is there any way we can get one?
I'd be happy.
Because I would love to have that.
I'll need it back, but if you would like to sit and Mr. Hutt's apparently got one for you.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Now, Mr. Hutt, could you go address that for us, please?
Certainly. If I can, I'd like to take this time to address two things. First, with respect to the environmental situation, as I tried to explain, and I thought Mr. Jones did, the process at this point, once you have a brownfields development agreement with DENREC, is they finish their investigation of everything that's there and the causes and the circumstances, and then a defined term in the code, a work plan, is developed. And Mr. Jones indicated that one methodology of dealing with that is a cap, but there are other methods. They monitor things with wells. There's other methods. All of those things haven't been determined because the investigations aren't complete. But there are going to be continuing investigations and then a work plan that's developed between DENREC and Two Farms, which is the business name for Royal Farms, to resolve the situations on that site. So that addresses, hopefully, the concern about the environmental issues. I know there was a concern about the why are the ingress and egress at the southernmost portion of the property. And I'll let our engineer answer that question as to why they would be located there.
Sure. We have to work through DLDOT as we move forward with the site plan. But in initial meetings we've had with DLDOT, they've asked us to move the entrances as far south from the Route 1 24 intersection as possible. So that's why the entrances are where they're at.
Okay.
Mr. Jones, is it typical that DLDOT does not prefer that entrances be close to major intersections?
That's correct.
Okay.
And one more question. Those entrances have been approved by DLDOT?
They have not been approved yet.
Okay. Thank you.
And there would be a separate hearing for DLDOT in which these people could attend?
There's a separate process, yes, that we have to go through.
Okay.
So the only thing we're here tonight for is just to see whether these variances and special use exception.
To get it started.
Get it started, okay. And with that, then they know that you're going to have to answer to DLDOT.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you just tell us what tab shows us the
ma'am, have you been sworn in?
No.
Then you need that. You can't ask a question back from there, ma'am. You'd have to. We've already asked you for that.
Come forward, please.
Come forward, please.
How many people are running this meeting?
Just me, I thought.
Okay.
Please Mr. come forward, if you would, and come up here and speak, ma'am. But
while we're waiting.
No, just do it.
While we're waiting. How long do you anticipate the process to take between DENREC and DLDOT? Are we looking at a year? Are we looking 6 months? What are we looking at as far as how long it's going to take for that process to play out?
I'm going to have to ask the engineer where they are in the plans because one of the first steps is to submit the traffic plans and patterns to DLDOT, and then it's up to DLDOT to decide what exactly what's going on. I believe that process has been started, but Mr. Jones can comment on that.
Usually to go through the final construction drawings and get DLDOT approval and all the outside agency approvals, it's anywhere between 8 and 10 months.
And public notice or notice will be posted the appropriate ways for
any public hearings. There are public notice requirements.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And likewise with the DENREC proceedings, I see you have a Brownsfield agreement in the tab 8, it appears, of the binder. Is there anything else with DENREC as far as public hearings that may come up at this point in time, or has that process been complete?
I think that process has been complete.
Okay.
I believe at this point it's investigation, and once the investigation is complete, a work plan will be circulated between Two Farms and DENREC until the work plan is finalized.
Okay. So we're potentially looking at a public hearing regarding the proposed entrances on the site plan, but not necessarily for the environmental plan.
I don't know that DelDOT has a public hearing on its traffic patterns and plans. I believe that the applicant submits drawings, or sometimes I believe the planning and zoning forwards those drawings to the to DelDOT, and then DelDOT makes its determination. But I'm not familiar with a public hearing process at DelDOT.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Workman, do you have any further questions?
Yeah, well, I asked Mr. Lawrence a while ago, but the old sign, they had a variance in that, right?
There were variances granted for on this site in 1993.
So that's when the other guy was asking about the sign. Mm-hmm. So it made no difference about that because they already had a variance for that. So he had to get another variance for where you're putting it again.
The 1993 sign, I mean, I assume there was a variance for this sign. I'm not sure if the 1993 one was the on-premise sign or the off-premise sign.
I didn't get the file. I just noticed in the computer listing that there was a sign variance granted in 1993 on parcel 168, which is one of these parcels.
And he was asking about the sign, just moving it, but, I mean, they had a variance for that sign before, mm-hmm. So that's why they're going to get another variance for this new sign.
Just, yeah. Right. It had been a variance for this sign because it was 600 square foot.
Right.
Never was permitted to be 600 square foot.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay, hearing no further questions, then, Chair will entertain a motion.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, I do believe there were some folks here that from the opposition that wanted to testify.
Oh, I thought we'd ask and they
well.
All in agreement to what that gentleman there said.
I think there was a few of them that
oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Come right on up here. I beg your pardon.
Hi, Jesus Burns.
Yes, ma'am.
Martin Lane in Truitt's Development.
Yes, ma'am.
I lived there during the Exxon years, and I lived there. My water is still being tested. And I know that you guys don't deal with this, but the
yes,
very
ma'am.
Idea that they would put a gas station on top of a brownfield before it was cleaned up is beyond me.
Okay.
So money talks, doesn't it?
Don't know.
And I noticed that, you know, there wasn't any mention that there are homes here on Truitt that line Truitt Avenue. There's two roads in our little development. We've only got 21 homes in there. Our water is affected from what happened prior, but our traffic pattern has been affected from the Exxon station that was there. There were people that would come into Truitt's development in order to enter the Exxon station, and again, I know this isn't your deal, and then come out and look for a way out of our development. So we do have a serious traffic problem there, and I hope that we get a chance to address that.
Delta.
Maybe y'all can help us do that. As far as the signs go, the signs need to be minimal because that is the busiest, truly the busiest intersection in Sussex County. Nobody's going to have any trouble seeing Royal Farms is located in that corner. Thousands of cars, four-way intersection, three lanes to four lanes going each way. And there's no need for an overkill on signs. We have an excess of lights in the area as it goes. You don't want too much distraction.
Would you like to see a rendering of what they plan? This is what they plan. They're not asking. The only thing they're asking is for a variance for that awning to be there.
Okay.
And then they want to take that billboard that is, you can see just off the corner of that. And they want to, there's an existing, you know where the existing billboard is. They want to move it to the end of the property. Same size, same height, everything.
Same.
Nothing bigger or different.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the question tonight, so that we need just to know, are you in opposition to them doing that? Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Very well put. She did a good job.
Okay, next.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Tammy Rash. My mother is Mary Rash. She owns Farmer Girl Exotic Gardens. She owns five parcels that's related to Farmer Girls and two parcels on Trua Avenue where a house and a garage is located. I'd like to share a few prepared comments from my mother, and then my mom can add anything additional. We're here this evening to talk with regards to the sign. We are not in favor of relocating the sign. To us, it would be a new sign. It is not the current sign that's located on Mr. Millman's property between the Exxon and Mr. Millman's property at this time. Going down to a 4-foot allowance basically ignores the 50-foot ordinance. It would be right on our joint line. God forbid anything happens to that sign, and working with that sign, my mother is immediately involved with her property and her business. The area is already very congested and busy. There are utility poles, there are lights. There's my mother's Farmer Girl Exotic Gardens sign. And I'm sure there'll be one or two Royal Farm signs. Adding further signage will even make it more congested. And forget about the aesthetics of the area. We do not need another sign in this location. It is very busy already. We don't need another distraction. My mother has been on this property since 1995. She's been there for 20 years, 7 days a week. If you need any information about the property, the traffic, how busy it is, feel free to ask her. Honestly, I think the best thing for the community would be to take the sign down. We don't need it. Royal Farm doesn't need it. And Sussex County doesn't need it. In October, my mother was approached by an advertising company. They're all up and down Route 1. This happened to be a New Jersey company. Offered my mother a lot of money to put up a billboard. Same size, same type of sign. My mom said, no, thank you. And I'm sure if you make this exception to this ordinance, you'll have many more come in front of you. We don't need another sign. We ask you to not approve the placement of a new sign in this location. Mom, anything else?
No. I've seen many people. I've been in business within one block. I started where McDonald's is in 1970. I've been there 45 years, 7 days a week. I've seen a lot of people killed. I'm just thinking people look up at the sign on that busy corner. We don't need it. Why do they have, can't they move the sign down this road? We don't need it. I just don't want the sign. I welcome Royal Farms. I'm happy they're my new neighbors. But the sign, it's got to go. We don't need it. None of us need it. It's just somebody making money that they don't need the money.
Ma'am.
Let me ask you this.
You do understand they're not asking for a new sign. They're just asking to move the
sign. To move the sign. Mm-hmm. 4 feet from my property. Okay. We're almost together.
I just asked a question, ma'am.
Well, isn't the law 50 feet?
That is a requirement. Yeah, that's why they're asking for a variance, yes.
So how can you just, for one outfit, to get 46 feet? It just doesn't make sense to me.
And I think it was referenced, there's a lot of signs up and down the highway. Some of those are legacy signs. I would consider this a legacy sign. But you're relocating it. It's a new sign. It's going to look different.
Let me ask you this. If they didn't want 600 square feet or 300 square feet, say they brought it down from 300 square feet, would you still be objecting to that? If they met, you know, the ordinance calls for, you know, you can't in C1 have it. We couldn't do anything about it if they met everything. They wouldn't be here. So they do need a variance for the height and the setback. So let's try the size of the sign. If the sign was 300 square feet instead of 600 square feet, would that?
I mean, I would have to see the information.
Here's a rendering that they're showing us.
Right.
And as they had testified, it wouldn't block any of.
Do you see how close that sign is to mine?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's been up there 20 years.
This is why they're saying that, well, this is why they need to move it, because what's going to be there is their awning for their pumps.
Right. So I wouldn't suggest what to do, but maybe they need to have a discussion with Clear Channel and perhaps move it. The comments earlier in the meeting tonight, we're not talking about a field. This is a busy, congested area.
Right.
You're having multiple lines on one sign. You go up and down Highway 1, you tell me where there's multiple billboards on one joint line. There's not many, and if there are, then you're approving them.
And there's at least two more. I think I heard it here tonight. Two more signs gone up, Royal Farms. And I can see that they're going to put their own sign up. I mean, they got to put the price of the gas like everybody else. And if they put two, one on 24 or on Route 1, that's two more signs going in this little, that's a small area. It's not really big.
So give us something to think about. Now you're giving us something to think about. That's the reason you're up there. So would you object to Royal Farms being there if they didn't have a sign?
No.
No.
Not at all.
So that's your position. You don't.
The only thing I'm concerned about is the sign.
Yeah, I mean, the discussion earlier about the entryways, we haven't been privy to that information, so we're really not sure specifically the concerns, but we have a little information on the sign and are very concerned about the line.
Yeah, but we have nothing to do with it. You understand.
Right. No, I do. And that's why I'm just
but
saying.
But we do have something to do with the signs,
right.
And that's what you're
no,
doing.
No, I mean, we welcome Royal Farms. I think it would bring jobs to the areas, the two locations there. You know, Exxon moved out, Mr. Millman sold his property, and so they're vacant. So I think we would welcome that. Hopefully it would bring jobs and business to that end of the Highway 1. But we're concerned about the sign, and if you make that exception, are you granting further exceptions? And maybe we need to get in that line.
Ma'am, you disagree with the sign because it's closer to your property, right?
Yeah, it's 4 feet.
You didn't disagree because when it was over 600 feet. That big same sign, you didn't have no problem with that then?
Because we didn't notice it as much. I mean, Mr. Mullman has trees there and his property. I mean, he's, how many, two or three?
The sign was there before I bought that property
right.
in 95. That sign was there. But I'm talking now to move it to me, or right on my line.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It should not be there. I mean, it's already too many signs. It's going to be a shorter, the way I look at it or see it, that it's a shorter distance because I think they're going to make 24 bigger. So Royal Farms is going to lose something off of that property, making the right. So their property is smaller. And if they put two more signs there, the whole corner is going to be signs.
Ms. Rash?
Yes.
What the applicant's asking for the billboard. I want to ask you what you think of this. The first thing they're asking for is a special use exception to be able to put the billboard on their property. Whether it could be 50 feet, it could be 4 feet, they're just asking to be able to put it on the property. So it could be further away from your property line than it is already. That's the first thing they're asking for. The second thing that they're asking for are a series of variances, basically to take the existing height and the size of the sign. Those are two of the variances they're asking for, and being able to move it closer. Is the issue that you have with this based on the fact that it is closer to you, or is it just the fact that there's a sign there?
I don't like the idea that it's close to me, because we could have a bad storm, knock the lights off, people come down, they park right under that sign. I have a fence there. You could probably see it. A green wooden fence next to my sign. If the wind is bad, it could drop stuff on cars that people walk there. It's just not safe. If they want to put the sign back further, I mean, I don't know how they're, you know,
what
the options are, but I don't want it near me. And the law, the way I understand the law is 50 feet. When the man from that was trying to sell me a sign, he wanted to put it The money sounded really good to me, and I'm an old woman. I'm not young. I have a lot of health problems. I like to quit. And when they told me how much money I would get, I was like, that's better than my Social Security, I can tell you that much. And I was really listening to him. And then he tells me, the law is, it's 50 feet from the line. I said, no way. I mean, I was, you know, he was a salesman. But I was listening to him because the money looked really good to me. But as soon as I got done talking to him, it was over, as far as I was concerned. I want to sell my property one of these days and have that sign in the middle of my 50 feet from the line. If it was on the line, it would be different. It's just like Royal Farms. They put that sign on the line. They don't care who they're hurting, but it's out of their way. Just like if I want to sign, well, maybe next week I'll go come in here to you guys and say, let me have a sign up there. Which I probably won't, but it would be tempting. I don't think it's fair. If it's 50 feet, it should be 50 feet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Mr. Deacon, that was everybody? Okay.
Okay.
That would entertain a motion then.
You want a motion?
Yeah, I will entertain a motion. Yes,
okay.
If everybody's ready.
I'd like to place case number 11,518 under advisement.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,518 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
I, Mr. Calloway, said by vote of 5-0, case number 11,518 will be taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. The board's going to stand recess for about 10 minutes.